I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the story behind a statistic, why suicide is the second leading cause of death among young Asian American women. But first, how do you get your news each day? Of course, we at NPR like to think you get much of it from our programs, but we will not hate on you if you depend on newspapers, magazines, and websites to tell you what you need to know about your world, your country, your city, your neighborhood. So we wonder, would it trouble you to know news about your town is actually reported and written by someone living overseas? In other words, that your local paper is outsourcing. Joining us now is an editor who has made the decision to outsource some of his local news. In Pasadena, California, James McPherson. He's hired two journalists who live and work in India to report the goings-on in Pasadena for his website, PasadenaNow.com. Mr. McPherson, thank you so much for joining us.
Surely, my pleasure.
So how did you come up with the idea of hiring two journalists working overseas?
Well, no idea comes from any one thing, of course. It's sort of the result of a lot of different ideas that have been floating around. I've tried a number of different ways to improve coverage of the community and make my website broader and deeper over the last 2 years. But I'll tell you, I was at an event once, and there was a photographer from a newspaper. And I looked around, and I said, where are your reporters? And he said, oh, they're back at their desks. They make telephone calls and depend on me for most of the information. And then he muttered under his breath what is now, I guess, a prophetic phrase. He said, they might as well be in China. That was one key event that I think about often these days because I started to think, well, why not India? They speak English there. They're professional. So that was definitely one brick in the wall.
So how did you find the reporters that you eventually hired?
Very simple. That was Craigslist. Absolutely free classified advertising in India. It still is free.
Craigslist in India?
Yes.
Is there a special... Mumbai edition?
You're actually right. You've hit the nail on the head. I put an ad on the Mumbai edition and also Bangalore, and while I was at it, a couple of others as well, names I'd never even heard of, quite frankly.
That's hilarious.
Well, it was also very effective.
And they answered your ad, and I understand that one of the reporters is a graduate of the very distinguished Berkeley School of Journalism.
Yes,
or the School of Journalism at the University of California at Berkeley, properly described, right?
Yes, that is correct. One of the respondents is a graduate of UC Berkeley School of Journalism, but there were many, many others who responded who'd been trained in the UK, Canada, all over the United States. Actually, many of the respondents have American area codes on their telephones because they come over here so frequently.
So why isn't this outsourcing?
In my opinion, outsourcing is comprised of two main features, really. One is the fact that an American loses his or her job. And in this case, that's not the situation. And secondly is the issue of control. To me, outsourcing implies that control goes to an external supplier. Someone else is making management decisions. And I am, in this case, retaining complete editorial control. This really is more like ghostwriting. It's really not outsourcing journalism.
Well, how are they actually going to do their jobs?
Most of the interviews will be done either by myself or one or two other trusted reporters here. So the actual face-to-face interviews and on-scene reporting is provided by Pasadenans. That information is then turned into transcripts and background information, which is sent as a packet to the writers who are working under my strict control in India.
But why couldn't freelancers do that here?
I don't have a budget. This is going to cost $400 a week, and I'll be getting the coverage that I need for it. I've looked for years to find freelance writers who will work for me on a regular basis and been unsuccessful. And incidentally, after the story came out, I had quite a few applications from Americans, and no one as of yet has really been able to work out with me.
Because?
Well, money is one issue. Timing is another issue. No one will sit through the city council meetings until 1 in the morning is another issue.
But how are these reporters in India going to sit through those meetings?
Well,
that's the part I'm just not understanding.
The city of Pasadena is very progressive. It has a wonderful website. The government here is very open and tries to comply with the Brown Act in California. So decisions made about the public have to be made before the public and in public, not behind closed doors. And consequently, the city council's agenda is published online every Thursday, complete with PDF files that provide the full staff reports and backgrounds of every major issue, which will be discussed the following Monday. And that gives me time to work with my writers abroad to do some background reports and previews and prepare the public for what will be discussed on Monday.
It sounds like you're still doing all the work.
I'm directing it, because to me the role of an assignment editor is to know what's going on, what he or she wants out of the story, the angle, what to highlight, and that's the part that is not leaving Pasadena.
I take it that your decision has not been universally applauded in the ranks of your peers in journalism. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a very fair statement.
What has been some of the reaction?
The reaction really has fallen into two camps. One is an anti-outsourcing argument. A second argument is these individuals won't understand Pasadena, the cultural nuances and the subtleties and so on. And that really stems from the fact that individuals making that claim have never spoken to me and don't understand that these individuals are going to be working at my close direction and are going to be reporting as objectively as possible on what the outcome of the vote was and what discussions occurred. They will not be providing opinion. They will not be providing analysis.
We actually asked to talk to the reporters whom you've hired, and you have very politely, I have to say, declined to let us do that. How come?
These are our new workers. I'm establishing my employer-employee relationship with them. They're going through indoctrination and training. We're working out a number of details. And based on the number of requests to speak with them and based on certain newspapers trying to find out from UC Berkeley the names of the individuals, it is clear to me that their lives would be essentially knocked upside down the way mine has been. Going forward in the future, once things are on track, a distinct possibility, but just not now.
It sounds like you've been kind of flummoxed by all the attention this has gotten. Are you surprised by how much reaction there's been to this idea?
In a word, yes.
Why do you think it is?
Touched a nerve. And actually, it's really gotten worse as I've explained more completely what I'm doing. And what I mean by that is this. Originally, I was portrayed as some country bumpkin who came up with a wacky idea more worthy of The Onion than anything else. And then after a while, what's happened in explaining what I'm doing, people looking around have realized, well, gee whiz, Reuters does all their coverage of the United States equities markets from Bangalore, has for years. And suddenly, people are saying, this isn't as wacky as it sounds. Oh, dear.
Okay. I did not know any of that. Are you glad that you stuck your hand into this buzzsaw?
That's probably going to be an evolving answer also, depending on when you ask me. As things have gone along and debate has become more reasoned and scholarly, it has raised some fascinating issues which I think the industry would have to face sooner or later anyway.
Will you come back and tell us how it's going?
Yes. If you can find me, I'd be happy to.
You're in Pasadena, maybe not. James McPherson is editor of PasadenaNow.com. He joined us from member station KPCC in Pasadena. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. McPherson.
Surely my pleasure.